there has been a lot in the news, I would say recently, but it sort of seems to happen in cycles, that there's a lot in the news about women having it all, or mom burnout, or women in the workplace and juggling home and work ambition, or you name it. And it's usually covered in some sort of media, how women are, you know, losing the fight to have their own identity and be a parent, or have their own identity and be a career woman, or whatever the case may be. Welcome to I Wonder, Getting Curious with Dr. Christy Rutz-King. Ever feel lost in life's maze? Do you wonder how to heal from the past, or raise awesome kids, or build rock solid relationships? Well, I'm Dr. Christy. I'm a licensed trauma therapist and a former educator, and I am here to help you navigate these questions and more on I Wonder. Join us each episode as we delve into powerful strategies for overcoming life's challenges, fostering healthy communication, and embracing personal growth. Maybe you're dealing with past trauma. Maybe you're navigating a divorce or considering a career switch, or simply parenting a sensitive child. Whatever it is, you are not alone. So join me and let's get curious together. I want to, in this episode, talk about, from a personal perspective, let me be honest, because I wondered, can we have it all? Can we, you know, be both mom and ambitious professional woman? And what does that look like? And I say from a personal perspective, because I didn't go out and poll hundreds of women. I'm not even really pulling from experience with working with other people, because I'm trying in this episode to just keep it really personal, partially because I feel like that is the problem with this topic to begin with. So let's just dig in and I'll get to what I'm talking about. So before I start anything else, want to recognize that just discussing this, I'm coming from a place of enormous privilege. I am sitting in my nice warm house. I have a full-time job. I do what I love for work. I have three healthy, happy children. My husband also has a full-time job that largely pays for my life. I have college education. I have the debt to back that up, but still I had the opportunity to go to college and get advanced degrees. My husband had the opportunity to go to college. We live in a country wherein I have much more opportunity than maybe I might in other places, not only as a woman, but as a white woman and as a, you know, middle class woman. So I just want to put that out there, because I feel like what I'm about to talk about is going to sound really out of touch to a lot of people. And I recognize that when I talk about women having it all, quote unquote, I'm really talking about certain women being able to have it all in the definition that other people make for us. And I will get into that in a minute. But I just want to recognize, I know where I'm coming from, and I know that I'm not speaking for anybody else, which is why I'm trying to make this as personal as possible. How do I juggle personal ambitions, career ambitions, and motherhood? And how have I over the years? So I will tell you a story, as I do. I like to start with a story. When I finished my doctoral work, it was during the pandemic. I always get this wrong. I think it was the summer of 2020. I always think it's the summer of 2021, but I think it was the summer of 2020 that I finished. I defended my dissertation on Zoom. My professors were in their kitchens, some of them. It was a felt very unmonumental, let's put it that way, because of the pandemic and all that was going on. So it must have been summer of 2020. And I posted, as you do, I posted on Facebook afterward, something about finishing it or whatever. Anyway, the point of the story is that on that Facebook post, a woman that I used to work with 20 years ago now, we were teachers. She was the counselor when I was a teacher in the school, and also when I was the reading specialist, we worked together pretty closely. I became really good friends with her at the time. She was a widow who then got remarried and then had kids around the same time I had kids. So like we had a lot of things in common in that way. I just loved her. She was like a mentor and a friend and a big sister and all of the things. Anyway, apparently at some point in that life together, I must have mentioned wanting to get a doctorate degree. So mind you, we were working in a school and I had probably just finished or was finishing my master's in curriculum and instruction literacy. And I must have mentioned wanting to get a doctorate degree, because on that Facebook post in 2020, she said to me, I was there when this dream started. And I thought to myself, what is she talking about? Because I got my doctorate in psychology. I am a trauma therapist. I have spent the last nearly 10 years now in mental health, which is actually what she was in back in the day. And ironically, when we worked together, I was a fourth grade teacher going back to get my master's degree, and I wanted to get it in school counseling. And I think she kind of talked me out of it because she was like, you're stuck in schools if you get a school counseling degree. All of that has changed now, but this was a long time ago. And I didn't necessarily want to be in schools. And so I got a degree in curriculum and instruction because the school system helped pay for it. And you had to do something that you were then going to do in the school afterward. So I thought, okay, I'll be a reading specialist. That's fine. Close enough. But I did still want to get a PhD. And part of the reason I didn't go back was because I wasn't sure exactly in what after that. But also the main reason I didn't go right into my PhD program for my master's is because I had a baby. And so that was sort of the beginning of me, I thought, giving up the dream of being a doctor, getting a doctorate, I should say. All my medical doctors out there are like, you're not a doctor. Whatever, you know what I mean. My childhood dream of being, my childhood dream was to be a child psychologist with a PhD named Dr. Ritz. And so in my late 20s, when I had babies, I thought, well, that's just not the way my life is going to go. That's not the path my life is going to take. So fast forward a bunch of years, and this is all going to make sense to you in a minute. I stopped school. I worked for another 2 years. I had that first baby, stayed in that same school as a reading specialist. After that school year ended, I moved to a school closer to my home as an eighth grade English teacher. I worked there for one school year because I got pregnant again and had a second baby. And it just didn't make sense. Well, it didn't make sense to pay for two children in daycare. My salary was pretty much the same as two children in daycare. But also, my husband lost his job. My mother died. We moved. So like a lot of things happened that meant that I stopped teaching when my second child was born. That's a story for another day. And then fast forward, let me think. I think the middle one was probably 10 when I went back to school again, maybe younger, 8 or 9, 9 or 10. And I went back and got another master's degree in counseling, thinking that would be the end of the road. I could get a license. That was a final degree. So you could get a license and you could practice mental health counseling. And that's what I was going to do for the rest of my life. After many years of freelance writing and blogging and health coaching and becoming a doula and what other certificates did I get? Registered yoga teacher. Like I got a lot of certificates in those years. So I was always a mom and something in those years. And I thought, well, my dream of getting a doctorate is over because I now have these kids. So obviously that wasn't necessarily where I was going to go. And that was a dream that I had as a kid, just like I had a dream of, you know, being in TV, being on a TV show, like whatever. The dreams are silly and whatever. I had given up. Well, I thought I had given up. Anyway, I go back, I get the master's degree while my kids are in school, but also while I'm working and also while they're struggling in school and getting sick and I'm getting in for phone calls and I'm, you know, you're always the mom. I mean, maybe it's not like this everywhere else, but it feels like it's pretty universal that even in a two-parent household, even with both parents working, the mom takes the brunt of like the calls from school, the field trip forms, the know when wacky hair day is, all of that stuff. The load of child rearing falls to the mom. All of that happened while I was getting this second master's degree. And then I think I was just on the road and was like, well, I'm on the road. I might as well keep it trucking. And I ended up getting the doctorate degree. The reason that I tell you all of this is to tell you not just that like, yay, you achieved a dream, but to tell you like, when we talk about moms having it all, when we talk about moms balancing personal ambitions and motherhood, I think the very first place we need to start is what is all? What does it mean to have it all? And before you answer that question, who is defining that? Because if you look back on my life and the accomplishments and the personal ambition and the personal drive, I think you'd say that woman seems to have had it all. I also think you could say that about kids. I was a very active parent in my way. I was not making freshly baked goods for every single bake sale. I was not making their Halloween costumes from scratch. There was nothing about my life that was Pinterest worthy. And yet I was on the school board. I was an active participant with the PTA. I went to all the functions that the kids had. I made sure by functions, I mean like parent-teacher conferences, back-to-school nights. Like I didn't go to every single thing they did. And we'll get into that in a minute. But I think I went to enough. And I think they'd tell you now that they're grown that I went to enough. I don't think, and I can't speak for them, but we've had these conversations before. And I'm not sure I'm right on track, but I don't think they would tell you they missed out on a lot of me while I was getting those degrees. I do think they noticed my hard work and that I wasn't at everything. 100% they noticed that. But I don't think they would say to you, we really sacrificed time with our mom so that she could get this degree. Again, I might be wrong. We'll have them on another time and they can tell you. But I don't think they would say that. But that goes back to what does having it all mean? And who is making that meaning? Are you choosing that meaning, or are you listening to other people tell you what it's supposed to look like and what it all is? And does having it all mean at the same time? Because you hear that a lot too, like moms can't have it all at the same time. They can have it all, just not at the same time. And sometimes I think that there should be some caution there, because when we hear these things from the outside, when we hear, oh, you can't have it all, or you can have it all, just not at the same time, I don't trust those people who say that, because I think oftentimes that can be a cover for, we know you're miserable and we don't think you should be able to feel miserable. So we're going to try to tell you, oh, it's not that you can't have it all. It's that you can't have it all at the same time. So just settle for this mental load and over responsibility and lack of support, because you'll have it all. It's just not at the same time. So I caution against any of those sort of easy fixes to it. Oh, what, you know, blah, blah, blah. What is it? What is it? You know, how are you defining it? And oh, sure, you can have it all, just not at the same time. Don't listen to anybody else is my point. Start with that. What is it all? Who is defining it? And if you answer that question with someone else, go back to what is it all? What does it mean to you? Yes, I got to achieve my dream of a doctorate degree. But I kind of had to examine what that meant when I was a little kid and I said I wanted to be a doctor. Well, first of all, I wanted to be a doctor who worked in a hospital. And that, as an adult, turned out not to be true. I did a little stint in a hospital and realized, yeah, I don't actually want to do this. This is not the kind of work that I want to do. And I had to redefine what being a doctor meant. I wanted the final degree. I wanted to do the research that goes along with that. I wanted to have sort of independent thoughts that I gained through the work that it takes to get a doctorate degree. I wanted to be known as someone who knew stuff about something. Look, I'm admitting things to you, but that's the truth. I wanted to have those letters in front of my name because to me, that signified a person who knows her stuff. And that was what the dream was. And I had to define it for myself because, you know, 9-year-old me just wanted to be a child psychologist who had like a fancy leather couch and helped kids feel better. And that part never went away, but that's not enough for the work that I did. So I had to really redefine what that dream was. So having it all, what does that even mean to you? For me, it meant I was able to be an active mom in a way that I defined and that my kids defined to some degree, and also pursue the things that made my professional, you know, heart sore, for lack of a better way of saying it. So first, the art of juggling it is you have to define what it is. What are you hoping to do? The other thing that happened is that I had a really great and willing partner, and I'm going to be realistic here, and no shade to him, and he knows this, but I had a really great and realistic partner who on weekends said, yeah, go write. I'll take the kids. I'll worry about stuff. You need to go away for a week for school, which I did. That wasn't a lie I made up, I swear. Yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll work around it. We'll get, you know, we'll do whatever. So yes, a great partner, a great supportive partner who willingly took over when needed to take over. And I left that partner with a very detailed list of how things were supposed to go when I was gone. Oftentimes meals, if not prepped, then at least planned and purchased the groceries and all of the things so that he could just do whatever he needed to do. I arranged any kind of childcare that needed to happen while they were still at work. So like when I say I had a great and supportive partner, I don't want you to think I wasn't also still carrying a pretty massive load for childcare. I just don't want anybody to think I don't want anybody to be mad at their partners. But let me put it that way. I had a great and supportive partner, and I still had to do the lion's share of the preparation work for taking care of kids. Again, that's a podcast for another day. But I do think when we talk about women having it all, we need to, and especially moms, when we talk about moms having it all, we need to acknowledge the structural pieces that are not in our favor, which is that A, we're not taken as seriously in the professional workplace. B, we have the larger part of the mental load and the physical load for children. And C, no matter how supportive a partner is, they don't have the support from their work necessarily that they need in order to step in and do what we do all the time anyway. You know, I said part of what I was responsible for when I went away to work was childcare, because they couldn't just take off work. My husband couldn't just take off work. He needed the support that I would typically provide in those moments. So understanding, even when you say what is having it all look like, or what does the balance look like, it's so independent to you and your circumstances and your support network that we do ourselves such a disservice by letting anybody else describe what it is. Also, we need to inject some grace into it, because we are not supported, sort of globally speaking, we're not supported in the way we need to in order to be able to balance these two things seamlessly. So can it happen? Yes, but we're redefining a lot of what it means in order for it to happen. So this idea of how do you juggle parenthood and your own personal ambitions? Well, you really have to get in touch with what those personal ambitions are. I needed to know there were going to be years in between one degree and the next that I didn't have time for things. I do know of a woman who, like I said, I didn't poll other people, but I do know of a woman who we started at the same time, our master's degrees. And I'm pretty sure I went all the way through and got my doctorate, and she wasn't finished her master's yet because she did it in her own time. She had different obligations. Life stuff happened in between. She had kids. She had another job. Like, my point in saying that is not that she didn't do it right. It's that the two of us had the same goal and we got there. We both got there, but we did it in very different ways because of our support system, because of how we defined what we wanted and how we wanted to do it, and because of our different situations and circumstances throughout that period of time. So we both defined what having it all meant, and we both chose, you know, how to pursue it. And so there is no sort of yes or no answer. There is no five tips to this. There is no bulleted list of ways to have it all. My podcast producer would probably love if there was. But the truth is, when we talk about balancing motherhood and personal ambitions, we all need to look internally first to say, okay, what is it that we want? What is the balance between? I was okay professionally taking a step back a little bit for a few years while I spent all of my time and focus on children. I hustled on the side because I couldn't afford to fully take time off. So I hustled and I did a bunch of jobs that just brought some money in. But those weren't personal ambition jobs. Those were just pay the bills jobs while I took care of kids. And I could have just been done with that. I could have said, well, I guess I'm not going to be able to be the person that I wanted to be when I grew up, because instead I'm raising kids. And I actually could have chosen that and been happy with it, if that's what you decide you want. But for me, that was never going to be enough. I knew they would grow up at some point and not need me as much. And I knew that I would feel bored, quite frankly. Ironically, at this point, I have so much going on. There are days where I dream about just being a stay-at-home dog mom. And so I'm not saying that having it all is always the most comfortable thing in the world, but it is something that kind of constantly needs to be reevaluated. Because as much as I love what I do, there are moments where I think, why am I doing all this? Like, do I still need to be doing all of this? What are my actual ambitions right now? How is this business going to look in 5 years when no kids are left at home? Once upon a time, I thought, well, my kids leave home, I'm going to throw myself wholly into work. And I'm going to be, you know, on a speaking circuit, and I'm going to be writing books, and I'm going to be doing private practice, and I'm going to be teaching at schools or whatever. And now that my kids are grown and I see the sort of light at the end of the tunnel of having people in my home 24/7 that I need to be concerned about, I think, ooh, what if I just walked the dogs or played pickleball or, you know, read a book in that time instead of X, Y, and Z that I thought about before. So having it all is going to change, and we need to pay attention to our own expectations and our own desires there first before anything else. And we really got to keep checking in to make sure that no one else is telling us what those should or shouldn't be. Because the truth is, we can balance our motherhood and our personal and professional ambitions. We can be ambitious women who have children. It just isn't going to look the same for everybody else. And also, we need to acknowledge that we don't have everything we need to feel 100% comfortable all the time, because the world isn't designed to support us. And professionally, it certainly isn't designed to support being a mother in a lot of ways. It's changing. And I think these younger generation of women are going to make sure it changes even more. But in the meantime, we have to acknowledge we can't do it all ourselves, because the world isn't designed for us to be able to do it all ourselves. We can have everything we want and need if we so choose, but we define the things that we want and need. And again, I really feel the need to keep going back to the very beginning of this, where I talked about the obvious privilege just even in having this conversation, because not everybody can have all that they want and need. And I need to acknowledge that in part of this. So how do we do it? How do we stay, you know, present and be good moms and raise wonderful children and have our own identity and our own personal professional ambitions, or maybe just personal ambitions? Maybe they have nothing to do with the job and they're just you growing and becoming a different or the best version of you. How do we do those two things? Well, number one, we start by defining what it means. What does it mean? What do we want? Maybe our personal ambitions are being a mother, which is beautiful and wonderful if that's the case. Maybe our personal ambitions started out as, I want to be president of this multi-billion-dollar organization, and now they haven't necessarily changed, but the timeline has. Well, I can always go back to doing that. If there's one thing women can do, it's pivot. So I have no doubt that if you wanted to do something and then you had kids and you need some time in between, you're still going to go back and do it if you still want to do it. I didn't remember that in 1997, I told my friend that I was going to be a doctor someday. I didn't remember that until she reminded me, hey, you've been pursuing this thing for 20 some years. I just made the next best decision at the time and tried to be content with it in the moment, and then reexamined when space opened up, when time opened up, when kids were back in school and I had a little bit more hours in the day and I was finding myself doing all these jobs just to make a paycheck when none of them were really filling my soul, I took some time to go, what would make me feel good here? What do I want to pursue? And I could have just gone back and got a doctorate in education. I could have done that. I already had a master's degree. I could have popped right on, but that work wasn't going to fulfill me ultimately. So I thought, well, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it in something that really lights me up. And luckily it did light me up long enough to sustain me through that. But I had to every semester look again at how am I going to do it? How am I going to do it with three kids and three schedules and three different needs to attend to while also? And I had to have hard conversations with my husband about it. And I had to have hard conversations with my kids. I had to tell them, hey, I'm going to miss this thing because I'm going to be at a work event, or I'm going to be away for work or away for school or whatever the case may be. Back when I was blogging, I missed my kids' kindergarten graduation because I was away for an event for a press event. I was away for a press event and I missed his kindergarten graduation. And I explained it to him and he still to this day holds it against me. But I also knew in the grand scheme of things, I was going to be there for him in the way he actually needed me to be there for him. And this work thing I also had to do. By the way, it was heartbreaking for me. I hated missing it too. But it was a balance of, can I be there? Can I not be there? His dad missed a whole bunch of stuff and he still loves and adores his dad. And so I thought, this one thing his dad's going to go to and I'm not, and it's going to be okay. And it is. And it was. And he's grown up to be a wonderful human being. So there is room for us to not do it all. And then by definition, we can have it all because we have defined what all means. So start with that. What does your all look like? What does that balance? What do you need to balance in order to feel like you're appealing to both sides of yourself, the mom side and the personal ambition side? Also, who's telling you? Because if someone else is telling you what either of those two things are or should be, you need to rethink that. Don't let anybody else define who you are or what you should do or how you best can do it. That's up to you. And finally, look at your timeline. Balancing those things might sometimes mean this takes a back burner while I focus on this, but I'll come back to it if it's important enough to me. I waited 20 years to get a doctorate degree. And in the meantime, raised three pretty incredible kids. It wasn't like I wasn't doing anything. I was just putting the dream away for a little while. And it didn't put all of my personal ambitions away. I just put that one away in order to pursue some other things that fit around the raising of three kids. I know women today that are back running companies that took 10 years off work. It's a possibility, and it doesn't have to end when you have a baby, nor does motherhood have to end when you go into the office. We can do it all. We shouldn't have to, but right now we're being asked to do it. And so it's up to us to define what we need and what we want in order to balance both things. And then give yourself some grace when it doesn't work exactly as you thought it might, because you're not supported in the ways that you need to be all the time. So maybe the summary is that we can have it all, just not all at once. But just don't let anybody else tell you that. Figure it out for yourself. And what you might realize is that even though it isn't all happening at the same time, everything is happening just as you need it to be. And what's better than that? Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to this episode's Me Time segment, where we talk about all the things that make it fun to do self-care. Today, I want to talk to you about a couple beauty products that I use, but I first want to talk, because it is the episode where we talked about having it all and balancing personal ambition and motherhood. And I want to be clear that I love skincare and makeup stuff. I love shopping for it. I love using it. I love trying new products. I love experimenting. I love playing. It is the medium within which I practice my art. I can't do any other art, but I do love makeup. And I say all that to say, we just had this whole episode where I talk about, you know, being empowered and doing things our way and not letting anybody define anything. And then I talk about lip gloss. And so I just make sure you know, I do not use makeup and never have used makeup for anyone else. I do not use it for the male gaze. I do not use it for the female gaze. I use it because I love it. So just know that if you aren't somebody who does, you can probably tune out, because, well, actually, that's not true. One of the things I'm going to show you is for even you non-makeup people. But my point is, do what you love. Don't let anybody else tell you you're supposed to. But if you happen to love skincare and makeup, then this little segment's for you. That said, part of the reason I love this makeup line, so this is Jones Road Beauty. I'm going to show you one product right now. And Jones Road is Bobbi Brown's label. It's like supposedly natural, all natural. It's not all natural. There's nothing all natural about it. But I mean, maybe it's better for you than some other things. But it is, she sold Bobbi Brown years and years ago to Estee Lauder. And then I think probably about 3 or 4 years ago, stopped working for Bobbi Brown, the label, and started Jones Road Beauty. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, because you're not a makeup person, then just know that Bobbi Brown has sort of always been known for enhancing your own natural look. She's like the queen of the neutral. She loves a brown eyeshadow. She's like probably responsible for getting a bunch of middle-aged women to start wearing, to like start being brave enough to wear some makeup who thought that they never wanted to wear it before. She's not a heavy, there's nothing about her that's ever been heavy makeup. And it's always been about, you're beautiful at any age, and here's a way to make yourself feel more beautiful. That said, Jones Road has a similar vibe, although all their models are like 22. But still, the makeup itself is definitely not just for 22-year-olds. And it checks a lot of boxes for me, because it is light coverage, natural looking coverage, but coverage. So you feel like you've got a little bit of, you know, something going on. And a lot of the products are like multi-purpose and certainly quick and easy to use, which is always great for me, because anything that I can like throw three things in a gym bag and get ready for work at the gym makes me happy. I don't know, who am I? I don't even recognize myself saying something like that. But if it can be, you know, in between the dogs, you know, fighting with each other makeup application look, then it's the makeup for me. So I really love their Miracle Balm, which I don't have to show you today, but I do have it on my face. So if you're watching this video, you know what the Miracle Balm looks like because I'm currently wearing it. It is a really cool multi-purpose product because it has like some beautiful skincare elements in it, but it's really like a cream. It's like a mix between a cream and a gel blush. It's not just creamy, but it's almost sticky in the beginning. You have to get used to it, but it just makes your skin look beautiful. It's like a glow, like you just put a glow on your skin, like you've been out in the sun for a few minutes. Anyway, that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about their cool gloss and their lip tint. And in this shade is, let me see if I can read it without readers, Nude Rose. And I'll show you if you're watching. Nude Rose lip tint. I have a very little bit on right now. It is not long wearing, but the reason I love it is it's really emollient and easy to put on. So it's almost like having a lip gloss with a little bit of shade to it. And then the cool gloss, lip gloss is just that. It's like part gloss, part lip balm because there's a little bit of peppermint in it. So it has that healing sort of cool sensation when you put it on your lips. And I just love them both because they're easy. They're things like, especially lip products for me, if I can do it in the car or like at my office using my phone as a camera in between clients, that's the kind of thing I like. I would, recording a podcast, put it on right before. So that's why it's at my desk, because I can put it on right in front of the podcast mic and be ready to be on camera. So check it out. As far as I know, you can't get it in any stores yet, or maybe ever, but jonesroadbeauty.com is the website. And there's a whole bunch of other things on there. I use the face stick. I did not love the foundation. I just want to tell you that right now. I did not love the foundation, but I do love the Miracle Balm and I love the lip. And I don't love the mascara either. So just know those two things. The mascara ran all over my face. So if you're a woman of a certain age, skip the mascara, skip the foundation. But Miracle Balm and lip gloss and lip tint are great products from Jones Road Beauty. So next time you're taking care of yourself with a little bit of makeup, check out Jones Road. Okay, thanks for listening. Till next time. Thank you for joining us on I Wonder, Getting Curious with Dr. Christy Ritz-King. Don't forget to subscribe for more episodes and leave us a review to share your thoughts. We'll see you next time. Until then, stay curious.